Welcome to another episode of the Thinking Big podcast. I'm your host, Sean Osborne. And in today's episode, we are diving deep into the topic of work-life harmony and reducing burnout with our very special guest, Aaron Harrington. Aaron is the creator of the Whole Life Planner and a resilient entrepreneur who has overcome significant health challenges by mastering the art of stress management. If you are a high performer struggling to find balance and avoid burnout, this episode is for you. Get ready to learn some game-changing tools and strategies for retraining your brain and achieving true work-life harmony. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Thinking Big podcast with Sean Osborne, the show helping you think bigger into your life and potential. Sean believes by equipping you with the tools, strategies, and philosophies required to be successful in all aspects of your life, you can achieve anything you believe in. Empowering our own growth makes a deeply positive and lasting impact on our lives, community, and our world. Now, here's Sean.
Hey, Thinking Big listeners, this episode is brought to you by The Secrets of Success. This community is designed for individuals who seek more than just fleeting motivation and are ready to actively pursue their goals with certainty and without sacrificing any fulfillment. So if you are not just content with liking motivational content, but are committed to becoming the change that you wish to see in the world, it offers a blend of historical wisdom, practical application, and a very supportive community for personal and professional growth. So just click the link in the show notes and see what The Secrets of Success is all about. Well, Aaron, it is so good to have you on the Thinking Big podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and talk with us today.
Thank you, Sean. It's a great pleasure to be here with you.
And one of the reasons I really wanted to get you on the podcast, and I think it's a huge issue between really for any high performers, any entrepreneurs, anybody, any high achievers. I think it's a big problem is where we don't have good work-life balance, whether you call it work-life balance. I know you call it harmony, which actually makes a lot more sense than saying work-life balance. But I know that is such a huge issue because it's such a hard thing to do, especially if you're a high performer and an entrepreneur. It's like that goes against part of our nature.
That's right. What I found is that entrepreneurs and high performers are the ones, we're generally very focused on our work, which is what makes us super successful, but other parts of our life sort of fall by the side. And that ends up causing a lot of distress and stress. And so I just want to share with people what I've learned in my own experience, as well as the research I've done with regard to some tools to make that easier and more accessible, frankly. I think it's a really important discussion.
Yeah, it truly is. And it's, so what are some of your, the methods or some of the beliefs that you have regarding, the improvement of work effectiveness and, I want to gear towards looking at, the reduction of or getting out of burnout. Why do we have burnout? Because so many people, again, high achievers, entrepreneurs, we go all in all the time and we tend to get burned out rather quickly.
I think a lot of that has to do with high achievers believing that you have to work harder in order to be more successful. And that has to be your number one thing that you do. And while some of that is true, there's also a balance, I think, that's really necessary to get your brain in a place where it can both heal you and nurture you and support all of these great endeavors that you're trying to do in life. And burnout comes when we're simply just working too many hours on the grind and we're not taking care of ourselves. And what that does is it causes disease, it causes, confusion, right? So we're not working as effectively or as efficiently when that happens. And it also causes a lot of stress in other parts of our life, which starts to break things down, right? So I believe that there's a really simple science-based way on how to achieve this type of balance and harmony, and it's just not discussed. So that's what I'd like to spend a little bit more time with today based on my own experience.
Yeah, and let's by all means get into that because, for me, I remember when I started my first company, and it was, you know, this is back in the 90s. There was no such thing as work-life balance. You know, people didn't talk about the stuff, and it was like 100% in the company. And I did. I got burned out really bad doing that company. My wife got burned out from helping and from me being burned out. And it's like, we cannot, you know, we just cannot function correctly when we're in that situation. And, you know, one of the things that you said is you talked about, you know, the stress, and now knowing that stress actually causes, you know, it's that it goes into that fight or flight mode. And when we're stressed, we go into that, you know, that fight mode, and our bodies literally change when we're stressed. I mean, we, you know, we stop when you're stressed, you're in the fight mode. It's like your body stops digesting food as well. Your immune system, it stops, you know, growing hair. That's why people get sick when they're so stressed, is because all of these things are not functioning correctly. Because, you know, again, you know, 1,000 years ago when we were being chased by a tiger, yeah, that stress, you don't need an immune system to run from a tiger, right? You don't need blood going, you don't need to digest your food. You need to get the hell out of there. But our bodies just don't know the difference between being chased by a tiger and having stress. And it's like, it does the same effect on our bodies, and it absolutely kills us.
Yeah. So what's really interesting is there's a super simple reason for why that happens, how our bodies are processing the stress. We have this tiny little part of our brain, like smaller than a walnut. It's called the amygdala. And it's sort of in the back, deep inside of our brain. And every single emotion that we experience, good, bad, of every level, it comes from that amygdala. It's the first response. And then that can set off from there all sorts of other responses. So if it sets off the stress response, then that leads down some of this confusion, this disorientation, this brain fog, heart racing. Your temperature might like go up, your temperature might drop, and you probably feel awful. Like you mentioned, your digestion goes way down, and a whole bunch of other things take place in your body, all from this tiny, tiny thing in your brain called an amygdala that hasn't changed since sort of prehistoric times when, like you said, when we were being chased by dinosaurs and other hunters and things like this. So, yeah. So when I learned about this part of your brain, it wasn't because I was interested in becoming more effective, to be honest with you. I learned about it because I had a condition that basically put my brain constantly in that fight or flight state. And what I realized was, that I had this like extreme fatigue, that I couldn't think clearly, I couldn't remember anything, all sorts of stuff, right? What I learned was, if I was doing more balance related things, like feel good things in life, like maybe cooking myself a nice meal or going for a walk in the woods or talking to some friends or listening to a great podcast like your podcast, Sean. You know, so when I was doing those things, I felt a lot better, and I felt like my neurologic symptoms sort of faded away. And what I learned over time, in fact, it's very interesting, every doctor that I went to, and I have about 100 doctors that I've, maybe more, every doctor that I went to who knew my diagnoses, I have multiple fairly serious diagnoses, right? They would start the appointment with, how's your stress level? Every single one of these doctors, how's your stress level? Not how are your symptoms, not how's your family, not how's this medication? Are you having problems with it? What do you want to discuss today? It's how have your symptoms been? And that was the first clue for me. No one directly told me. It was just the first clue for me that there was a direct correlation between my symptoms and how I was feeling with this neurologic condition. So one day I actually asked my doctor, her name's Dr. Holler. She's a great woman. I said to her, why do you always start with that question? And this was more than, this was around 2010 probably. And she was like, oh yeah, that's because when you're stressed, it's affecting your autonomic nervous system, which yours is already not working efficiently. And therefore it's causing more problems with your blood pressure, your heart rate, all sorts of other things, which are making you feel sort of miserable. So I took from there an opportunity to sort of see if I could just test it out. I started to pay more attention to stress. And bit by bit, even though my diagnoses got worse, like significantly worse, my happiness improved and my well-being improved, like 100%. My relationships, my physical health, my work, all of that improved because of some of these shifts. And that has to do with, sometimes I call them hacks, sometimes I call them, strategies. It's just a way of managing your brain, this brain response, so that you can be super effective.
Yeah. And so I often find when I talk with people that when we get put in situations, that's when we come up with solutions to things. And it's like, for you, you were put into a situation where you had to find a way to get a better balance, to reduce your stress because of your condition. It's like it was out of necessity, right? You had to do that. But the same tools that you use or that you found doing that because you had to, can help people that aren't at that level of, anybody that has any type of stress, I think, or doesn't have any balance, I think can use the tools that you have. Again, it's not for anyone in particular. They're helpful for really everybody.
That's true. Very true, actually. And that's why I'm so passionate about what I do. This is I feel like this is my life purpose. So one of the things that I found very interesting was that there's a lot of entrepreneurs and people that I know, very successful people, who you say to them, hey, how's business going? How's life going? Oh, it's great, but I'm really stressed. And I mean, almost everyone, right, that you ask will say this. Maybe not you, Sean. What I really want to impart to individuals is that, stress, like stressors are real. They happen. But stress is a choice. Fear is also a choice. There's certain moments where fear, like if there's a fire in your house, right, or something serious is happening to your child or a family member, there's appropriate responses for fear. But stress and fear are closely tied to one another, and they both trigger this part of your brain that will basically put you into this fight or flight state. It cannot differentiate between a minor stressor and a massive life-threatening stressor. Your brain at first call automatically just experiences a stressor in your amygdala, and then sends off all the warning signs. And so what I would love to impart to people is that there are tools and there are ways to turn that around. And it's not as complicated as you'd think. It's actually quite simple. It does take practice, but it's very doable, I assure you.
Yeah, and you talk about a lot of the tools, and you do a lot of those things. Like, so one of the ways that we've got connected is you are the author of The Whole Life Planner, here's a copy of The Whole Life Planner right here. And when I first saw the planner, I thought this was going to be like a business planner, like another business planner. It's like, I've gone through every planner on the market, Michael Hyatt's, the Real Life or the Best Self planners, all these different planners, and none of them really effectively have a whole life system like you have within your planner and within your book. And some of the tools that you're talking about are actually built into, the things within this planner and things that you do on the dailies, your daily things, your daily, pages that you have in here. Can you talk a little bit about this planner and why you did it and why it? So for me, it's so much different than, again, any planner that I've used. It's not a business planner. Yes, you use it for your daytime, or, you do here's the things I got to get done today. But that's not what it's focused around, where many planners out there are focused around, here's my task. I got to get done with this task. I got to get done with this task. And it's not a whole, it doesn't affect your whole life. It is. So this is much, talk a little bit about your planner. Cause I absolutely love this planner.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, you know, a big part of why I designed this planner was really just a testament to my own experience. I mean, so to take a step back, you know, back in 2007, they told me that I had a progressive condition that would ultimately take my life, right? And I had two kids under five by my side at the time. It was really terrifying. And so as I started the process to heal myself and really figure this out so that I could be a great parent and be here for my kids, right? What I had to do was do a lot of self-reflection and a lot of affirmations and gratitude and things like that, that effectively got my brain into that feel-good state, like the relaxation response. It's actually called the executive response because that part of our brain is where all great things happen, right? We're super creative, we're super effective as entrepreneurs and leaders, and even parents, right? We can be effective parents. So the tools that I developed in the planner itself came from really almost 20 years of teaching myself how to retrain my brain. And that's the bottom line, is all the best tools that I used or that I developed on my own are in that book. And it all comes down to essentially starting with aligning with your values. Like, what are your values? What do you believe is important to you? And then there's some things in there about self-care. What have you found super effective over the years in terms of helping yourself sort of bounce back and things like that? And, you know, there's goal setting worksheets. There's a whole series of worksheets on goal setting so that you can put together your quarterly plan and things like that. Now, for some of my users, they're not entrepreneurs at all. They just want a planner to plan their whole life, both their family, their relationships, their sort of side hustle, their passion projects, things like that. But generally speaking, it was designed for high achieving leaders who need to have a little bit more balance in their lives. And the way that I do that is, like, you know, the front of the book is sort of preloaded with a bunch of worksheets and things like that. And then the second half of the book are things like daily pages and weekly pages. And the daily pages are what are designed to sort of reinforce positive habits, positive mindset, and, well, resilience, and a little bit of forgiveness, quite frankly, because we're really hard on ourselves. And so, for example, at the end of the day, right, the idea is to go back and reflect on two questions. What was my big win for the day? No matter how small it is, right? Eating lunch, for example, on some days might be a win, right? So there has to be a win that you can acknowledge. And there's also, you know, sort of this cognitive play of how can I do better tomorrow? Because I think everybody sort of feels like they're not able to achieve everything that they want to do in any given day. And the whole idea of this planner is to help you be more productive, more peaceful, more purpose-driven, but also more resilient in life, right? So that you can meet your goals really effectively.
Yeah, and there's so many great things in there and so many great things that you talked about and that you said, you know, touching on a few of them, you know, you talked about the auto-suggestion or the self-suggestion on being one of these things that we use to program. That's literally one of the tools that we have as human beings to program our brain to what we want it to see, what we want to have in our life. Mm-hmm. And it is such a core thing to do, is having self-suggestion or auto-suggestion. I mean, there's many ways to do it, but such a core thing to do. And then also the negative thoughts, because again, when we have negative thoughts, it is a form of auto-suggestion. Mm-hmm. When I walk by the mirror and I just glance and say, Sean, you better lose some weight, or literally 10 seconds after I get out of bed, I can already tell I've already had some of these automatic negative thoughts. And it's like, those are auto-suggestions that we auto-play every single day. You know, one of the things that teach people about is, and I think I got it from Dr. Amen, he's a mind guy, is killing ants. Is killing those automatic negative thoughts. It's like we have to be able to identify and to kill those automatic negative thoughts, because again, that is auto-suggestion, that is self-suggestion, whether you're doing it out loud, it doesn't matter, it's still going into your subconscious. And one of the other things you said, and I know you touch on this, and it's so important, is people don't always know what they truly want, what their purpose is. They don't know what their goal is at the level of their soul. And that's, to me, is one of the big things. It's like, if we don't know that and we don't have tools to get there and we don't do those things, we never really do. We just kind of go on autopilot, and it's, you know, that's just fate. That's just how my life, you know, turned out. And it's the way the cookie crumbled for you. And it's like, we have to do these things. And again, that's why I love this, this planner so much. It is truly a whole life. And gee, I wonder how you came up with the name, Whole Life Planner.
Yeah, I tried to come up with something catchy. And, you know, at the end of the day, it just kept coming back to me, whole life, whole life. And so I went with that.
I'm telling you, it is a great planner. And this one thing is for, I believe it's for a whole quarter at a time, right? So this is, you do four of these things a year. So it's not huge. Some of those planners, you have like 12 months in it, and it's like carrying around a brick. But this is a quarter at a time. I'm telling you, I absolutely love this planner.
So it's 90 days. And you can start it whenever you want, which is cool. I always end up starting it not on the first day of the quarter. That just happens that way. And I just came out with a paperback version as well, which is all the same stuff, a little bit lighter and a little bit easier to carry around. But again, 90 days at a time, and it's, I think, 6x9, so a good size.
Yeah, still a good size. I'll have to check that one out as well. And again, you know, I wanted to kind of go back and touch on the reason that you did this. So people will be creative and develop things out of necessity much more than out of just wanting to go do something, right? And it's like, I am probably, when it comes to being efficient, I am probably the laziest person in the world. I am the laziest person. If I can find a way to get it done quicker, burning less energy, I'm going to find that way. So a benefit of that is, because I'm like that, that's, you know, I'm out of necessity, I find very, very good ways for process improvement of things. It's like, that's one of my things. And you going through this, you know, going through, you know, the medical conditions and the stuff that you've had to deal with, you've been forced to come up with these tools. You've been forced to do these because you absolutely have to do that in order for you to, you know, to, I guess, be happy on a daily. I mean, it's like you have to do these things, but again, I think that's where the genius of a lot of people are, is it comes to me, it comes so much comes from people's necessity, things that they're going through, and they, in order to survive, I've got to do this, this, and this. And it's like, that to me why is one of the reasons why I think this is such a powerful tool, is it truly is something that changed your life, and it's something that can change, no matter what your level of stress is, it can change really anybody's life. It really can.
Yeah. And I think consistency is important, right? In life in general, our brains crave consistency. So daily small actions that are sort of positive, feel good actions ultimately will lead to more positive feel good days that effectively, by the way, also reduce chronic disease. It improves your relationships. It improves your communication. It improves how efficient you are. And so it's kind of a no-brainer in a way. Like, literally, why wouldn't you try to trick your brain away from stressors by responding in this sort of positive way? It's free. It's easy. I mean, it's a resource that we can, it doesn't cost you anything to use your brain this way.
Right. Yeah. And it's like you've taken, you know, decades to create these tools. Now, I do have one question on the daily pages. That's because I don't think I use it as intended. Mm. It's the dump zone. What is the dump zone?
Actually, the dump zone is one of my favorite parts of the daily pages, because inevitably, as you're going through your day, big projects, client calls, whatever else that you have, big ideas, big, fantastic ideas come up. That if you put everything down and go over to them would be pretty devastating to your day, right? It's a placeholder for additional thoughts, projects, fixes that you need to make, calls that you need to make, things like that. Anything that comes up, you just immediately dump it.
So those listening, don't be like me the first time I open the book and think, oh, that's where I put my bathroom business. That's not what it's...
I think on one of the pages of the, at the beginning of the daily pages section, there is sort of an instruction that might have mentioned that as a placeholder, but it's easy to sort of...
No, it does. But like most guys, we don't need instructions. We just go to the meet. Come on.
It's, of course,
Sean. Who needs instructions? But then, once I figured out, that's probably not what Aaron meant on this. I should probably go read the instructions on it. But thank you so much for showing up or for coming on the show today. And, one of the things that you have for the listeners is you have it's a life at a glance assessment. It's just an assessment that people can take. It's pretty quick. And it's to me, it's until we know us, it's hard to work on us. And I'm not sure if that makes sense, but we have to know us. We have to do these. We have to look inside a lot in order to know who we are, what we, what our real goals are. We have to be able to look inside and do these things. And I think that life at a glance is, it's a good assessment tool. Now, how often do you recommend people taking that tool?
Every quarter or so. If for some reason you're feeling really out of balance, it's a great tool to go back and to revisit, but it's not necessary.
And it shows you pretty clearly where you might be lacking in parts of your life. Mm-hmm. Based on the tools that are in it, the circle, it's like, so you will know pretty quickly on, I probably need to work on this area of my life, or this one's going great. I can refocus and do, work on some of these other areas. But they can find that at your website, right? thesoulvalues.com/promo is where that tool is. And anybody can go up there and get it and download it and start using it and, print one out for, every quarter, keep a copy of it. And it is truly a good thing to have. Again, I do assessments of myself all the time because I am not the same in 3 months that I am today. And if I answer a question today, it's going to change in 3 months. So if we don't constantly look and do these assessments, then we might be working on the wrong thing because we might have shored up an area that was lacking before. And then if we don't continually go back and look at it, we end up in the same thing. And we're habitual, humans are habitual. So it's like, if we don't constantly go back and do those things, we don't realize that we're changing and that we need to focus on other aspects of our life.
That's right. That's a really good point.
Well, Aaron, thank you again for being on the show and talking with us today. And again, everyone that's listening, Aaron's website is soulvalues.com. And we're going to put all of the, the links within the show notes as well. So if you're driving, don't try typing it in now. Just wait. Just go up to the show notes. All of the links for Aaron are going to be up there for her book and also for this free assessment. But again, thank you so much for spending the time and for doing what you do.
Thank you, Sean. It's been a true pleasure. I love this podcast. I love working with you. Thank you.
And just like that, we are at the end of another enlightening journey on the Thinking Big podcast. a massive shout out to our phenomenal guest, Erin, for sharing her wisdom and tools that are essentially the Swiss Army knife for the entrepreneur's soul. Remember, it's not about doing more. It's about being more, more present, more peaceful, and more purposeful. If today's conversation resonated with you and you're itching to rewrite the scripts of your life, dive into the tools and assessments mentioned in today's show. They're not just stepping stones, they're launch pads to your best self. And before we part ways, a quick reminder to embrace the detours and dance in the rain, because sometimes the path less traveled is where you find the best moments, or in our case, the most groundbreaking ideas and life hacks. Don't forget to check out the show notes for all of the golden nuggets and resources that we just talked about in today's episode. And hey, if you love today's show, make sure you leave us a review and share it with someone who needs to hear this. And until next time, keep thinking big, keep laughing often, and never stop exploring endless possibilities that life has to offer.